Hello, I'm Jasper Bischoff, here with the Indie Media European News Flash. We start with pollution and oil topics, especially from Europe. Activists from the International Campaign for Justice in Bhopal wanted to give something back to Dow today. A few barrels of the waste the chemical giant refused to clean up. Dow's response: arrest of over 20 activists. The crime: unloading 4 barrels of waste transported from India aboard the Greenpeace ship Arctic Sunrise and delivering it to Dow's largest chemical plant in Europe near Terneuzen, the Netherlands. The poisonous waste is only a fraction of hundreds of tons that have been strewn around the derelict pesticide plant in Bhopal since 1984. When Union Carbide, which is now owned by Dow, fled the city after a gas leak at the plant killed 8,000 people and injured 500,000. No one has accepted responsibility for the waste, and the chemical company still refuses to clean up the site. For 18 years, chemicals have leaked into the soil and groundwater in and around the factory site and have been poisoning people who survived the gas leak. Today the death toll stands at 20,000 and is rising every day. Children born to survive are suffering health problems and 150,000 people are in urgent need of medical attention. Next topic comes also from Greenpeace. Luxembourg. Oil giant Esso is attempting to sue Greenpeace for more than €225,000 over a peaceful protest against Esso's continuing sabotage of international efforts to protect the climate. Rather than change its damaging practices, Esso is seeking to silence protest in the favorite manner of corporate criminals through the courts. Esso, also known as Exxon and Mobil, is seeking damages for loss of income over the protest held in Luxembourg, in which 600 volunteers from around the world shut down the company's petrol stations for the day. Esso is simply trying to squash all opposition by dragging anyone who dares to protest against its behavior through the courts, said Pascal Hastin, executive director of Greenpeace in Luxembourg. Esso can take Greenpeace to every court in the world, but it will not stop the campaign. The real issue here is not about Greenpeace shutting down Esso's operations in Luxembourg for one day. It's about Esso's continual sabotage of international action on climate change that threatens the lives of millions of people around the world, said Hastin. Esso is the world's most profitable company, and for the past decade, it has been responsible for the blatant and sustained manipulation of the US and international climate change policy in its crusade to derail international efforts to address climate change. It was a major influence in US President George W. Bush's decision to walk away from the Kyoto Protocol. This latest legal action is typical Esso behavior, said Hastin. Next week, the French court system will hear another round of the case in which Esso is trying to sue Greenpeace over a website that is critical of the company and its stance on climate change. The company has also taken legal action against Greenpeace in Germany and the United Kingdom. Esso knows it is losing the debate on climate change, so as a last resort, it's spending money on costly lawsuits in an attempt to squash protests. Esso, the world's biggest oil corporation, denies that burning oil, coal and gas contributes to climate change, despite the opinion of the world's best scientific bodies and the evidence of severe climate change impacts, such as more frequent and dangerous extreme weather events, the retreat of glaciers and the destruction of coral reefs. In 2001, Esso made profits of $15.5 billion. Please go to www.greenpeace.org and fill in the e-card against suing Greenpeace. Till next week, bye-bye.